Good morning, Rabbi Bosai. Pasuk Chaf Vav. Gam ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, Gam ani be'edchem eschak, elag b'vol fachtachem. Achshav omesh shalosh tzaros neged shloshes harasham hanizkorim la'el shem psoim v'leitzim uksilim. The three types of individuals who spurn Torah. Neged haleitzim, the scoffers, the ones who neglect Torah to just engage in sicha v'teila. Neged haleitzim omer gam ani be'edchem eschak elag v'gomer. Two verbs. Right, literally, I'll laugh and I'll scoff, I'll mock. U'b'chol tzara heim shnei dvarim. There are two aspects to any tzara. Aleph, kasha yishma min hatzara, terem bo hatzara. Even before a person is affected objectively by the actual tzara, When he hears that the tzara is impending, already it begins to to take a toll. If a person hears that the country he's in, Rahmana Litzlan, is on the brink of war, if a person hears, Rahmana Litzlan, that he's going to get a pink slip, that he's going to be laid off. Kahena v'chahena, so even before the actual tzara strikes, just the fear, excuse me, which is associated with the impending tzara. Beis v'achakach be'ez bo hatzara atzma. Then there's the objective effect of the tzara itself. So there are those two aspects to every tzara. V'chein ha-mislotzeitz, in general, mitchila hu malig. First he begins to scoff. V'achar kach kasha medabeh leitzonis shalo. Then he enjoys his own leitzonis. Ozu masachek. So that's the midah keneged midah. V'zehu be'edchem be'ez ha'ed. At the time of tzara, shehu eiz bo atzara as eschak. So kaviyochol, I'll laugh. Elag bevopach techem, when it's coming, right? I'll scoff as the tzara is impending. Hainu adayin kodem hatzara. Pasuk chav zayin bevo cheshoa pach techem. The Mefoshim explained that the word shoa means choshech. B'vol cheshoa pachtechem ve'etchem, and again, your tzara kesufa, like a storm, ye'eseh, will come. B'vol aleichem tzara v'tzuka. Again, there's no verb in this pasuk in terms of what am I going to do? Bevol kishoa pachtechem, when your fear comes like darkness. So the verbs are in the next pasuk. Bevol kishoa pachtechem hu neged osam harodfim achad taivas olam hazeh. The previous pasuk was describing the midah keneged midah, which is meted out to the leitzonim. The beginning of this pasuk is describing the midah keneged midah, which is meted out to the psoyim. The psoyim were those hamispatim biyitzom. Hence, we saw earlier the Gaon explained. Hence, the term, the designation pesi. Behema shelo yochlu hashket, right? They're restless. They cannot rest until their desires are fully satisfied. ולכן אומר נגדם, בבוא חשוע פחדכם, טרם בו הצרה. ואיתכם, כסופו יעשה, הוא עש הצרה. So it's interesting that vis-a-vis the Pesayim who are mispatim b'yitzram and are again whose neglect of Torah is due to the pitoy of ta'anuge ha'olam hazeh. So the imagery of choshech is employed, right? Again, the word shoah means choshech. Ramchal in the beginning of Mesil Sisharim, based on the words of Chazal, the Gemara Bava Metzia, that compares Olam Hazeh to darkness. It compares Olam Haba to day, to light, and compares Olam Hazeh to night, to darkness. In the dark, Ramchal explains, two things happen. A, a person doesn't see. B, a person's perception is distorted. Right? He thinks he's seeing one thing, when in reality, it's something else. Right, in the dark, when you're looking afar, so you think you see someone, you think you recognize him, and then it turns out no, that it was a mistake, that you mistook that person for someone else. So the psoyim hamispatim biyitzram are very much allow themselves. They make themselves victims of that distorted perceptions of Olam Hazeh in terms of how they perceive the Tanuge Olam Hazeh. The mida keneged mida here again that mirrors the avera lifestyle of the psoyim seems to be that psoyim that there's a process, right? They're constantly pursuing their tivus, right? Asher lo yochlu hashket ad asher tismale ta'avasam. And that's what the Gaon means. Lachen omen negdam. That's why, symmetrical to that, so Shlomo HaMelech depicts bevoch hashoa pachtachem terem bo hatzara. There's also a process where the tzara doesn't just strike, but the tzara is approaching. The tzara is impending. Ve'etchem kesufa yeseh hu eis hatzara. What's the last phrase in the pasuk? Bevo aleichem tzara v'tzuka. Hu neged ha'aksilim asher yisnu udas. This is the third group, the third type of those who reject Torah, Rachman Latzlan, those who, because of a quick, superficial, mitzidam, impatient, inadequate exposure to Torah, so they end up hating Torah. Tavo aleichem, what's the difference between tzara v'tzuka? Tzara milavar, v'tzuka b'lev milagav. Tzara means outward trouble. Tzuka means to be inwardly troubled. K'moshe kosov hetzikasne, right? The verb formed from the word tzuka. So hetzikasne ruach bitni. So the pasuk speaks of tzuka as affecting the ruach ha'adam, meaning that it describes an internal sense of being troubled. Dugmas hasina, and what's the mida kenegan mida here? Shehi balev. Right, in terms of the lav of losisna sachicha, so the Torah itself spells out bilvavecha, that a person achmel anatzlan is only liable for losisna sachicha if the sinna is kevusha balev. If you go over to a person and tell them, you know, I hate you because you did such and such. Now, whether you should or shouldn't be hating him because he did such and such, I guess would depend upon what such and such is. But either way, a person wouldn't be liable for losisna sachicha if he hears it, if he makes clear, as long as it's not concealed inwardly, as long as it's not bilvavecha, so then it's not losisna. That's what the Gaon is referring to over here. Dugmas hasina shehi balev. The emes is, you know, obviously, you know, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo lidei nisayon. We don't ask for nisyonos. A person never ever asks for nisyonos. But the emes is that the real effect of a tzora is only if it also triggers tzuka. As long as a person's spirit is not broken, so a person is able to cope. Again, Rachman Litzlan, a person is not asking for such an Isayan. But as long as there's no tzuka, a person is able to cope with the tzara. And the tzara, Rachman Litzlan, takes its toll on the person, in the extreme case, to break the person, only because of the tzuka corollary to it. Only because what's happening outwardly, milavar, is affecting the person, milagav, inwardly. And that's bevar lechem. It won't only be tzara, but it will be tzuka as well. Okay, so we'll stop here for now, and we nether in Hashem, resume with Psachim at 12:30. Everyone should have a very good, productive morning. Be well, be safe, and be safe.